Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bernstein and Holmes, your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Job out there,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Hey,
keep going.
Stop taking those hits.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, yeah. Learn from those mistakes, and everything that you got, bro, is in you already, bro. You're going to be a hell of a player in this league.
Yep.
All right, boy.
Appreciate it.
For sure.
That was C.J. Stroud after the game with some unsolicited advice for Caleb Williams. And you tell me.
Okay.
Did his facial expression and did his reaction to that look like he wanted to hear what C.J. Stroud was saying in that moment?
I don't think he wanted to hear what C.J. Stroud was saying because I don't think he cared about what anybody was saying because they lost the game.
I agree.
And I think it's as simple as that. But if you go on social media right now, Dan, and you check out the replies to that video and the comments, and whether it's on Instagram or Twitter, everybody got an opinion, right? But everybody's opinion should not be level. Like, we shouldn't be all in the same tier of opinions. Like, there's top shelf opinions, thoughtful, nuanced stuff, and then there's just trolls at the bottom.
Well,
and people were like, he's arrogant. He can't even take advice from somebody who's had success with what he's trying to do. And I'm like, he got, for lack of a better word, big broed. You know, like those guys are the same age, right? But one's got a lot more experience than the other in the NFL
and
has success. He got sunned. He didn't want to get sunned in that situation. And I don't think he didn't take CJ Stroud's sentiment, let alone his words, to heart. But I think he was just frustrated because they lost the game and he threw two interceptions and he still doesn't have an NFL touchdown pass. All of that. That's what happened there. And if you read too much into it and try to make it about Caleb being a bad guy.
Well, No. I think it should.
Not you. I'm saying people out there that I've read the comments.
I think it's presumptuous on the part of C.J. Stroud is what I think. I think it's one thing if an OG says it. It's one thing if it's Matthew Stafford or if it's someone who's been around even Aaron Rodgers. Who wants to offer a word of advice, especially Aaron Rodgers, who he said he patterns his game after. I don't like the unsolicited nature of the advice. Or, come on over here, Caleb. Let me tell you, it's in you, young man. Like, you're the same age.
I'm okay with it. I'm good. The age thing is one thing, but this man has won a playoff game.
Seemed a little performative.
When was the last time the Bears won a playoff game?
I agree, but it seemed a little performative. This segment's brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. It's the unsolicited nature of it. I have a rule on when my son and I play golf. Speaking of getting sunned, I have a rule, and he's way better than I am.
How old was he when he surpassed your skill? When was the first time he beat you straight up?
Oh, when he was 14, probably.
Oh, okay, 13, so that 14. Was the mantle was passed that day.
Oh no, and I don't really take pride in my game. I just like being outside
and doing something. And if I hit
a couple of good shots, I'm happy.
Like,
I've found a good way to compartmentalize golf. I play with my dad and my kid, and they play hard. They trash talk. They go at it, and I'm just having a nice day, and I'm watching birds. And if I'm holding them up,
you're the little leaguer out picking sunflowers.
No, but I'm happy though. But I'll pick up my ball. If I will not hold them up because they play match. They're betting on stuff. They've got all sorts of stuff going on. So I'm just in between. La 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 la.
Okay.
But I have a rule. don't give me advice unsolicited. If I ask you, what did I do wrong? And he'll say, your hands got were too fast going through. You left the club face too open. That's it. But don't, nothing gets me like him saying, like, after I'll shank a shot, and he'll be like, yeah, you collapsed your backside and your stance was wrong. And like, if I ask you, tell me. But you don't get to do a running commentary on me sucking the entire time. So that's when I saw CJ Stroud do that. It was like, if I
felt running commentary and the final
like
commentary.
Got me like, I didn't ask for a pep talk from you. Like, from Caleb, I'm like, oh, hey, you beat me. I'm mad. We lost.
And he was kind of like 1 foot away from him. Like, I'm trying to get out of here.
Yeah, he didn't make eye. And then he broke eye contact with him. He's like, And they did like that. Oh, I guess that's good advice. But you're not.
Yeah, you're
not an OG.
So yes, he's not an OG. But is that your general rule, or is that specific to sports and golf?
No, that's just. I'm just.
Is it a general rule that don't give unsolicited advice?
Well, I think it can. No, I wouldn't say it's a general. I'm just saying that's a very specific
to sports.
It's very specific to that environment and the fact that it's my kid.
Okay,
you know what I mean? It's yeah. I don't know if it just kind of
No, don't pretend like it doesn't. It's just like the same thing. If you have older or younger siblings, same rules apply. Same rules apply. You got to know when to and when not to, and you know when to and you know when not to. But sometimes you speak out of turn anyway, and you know what you're starting when you do that.
Yes. That looked uncomfortable.
CJ Stroud was coming from a very, in my opinion, and we're all just onlookers guessing, but hopefully my opinion is a little closer to the top shelf than it is to the well liquor. I think that he was being genuine, and it's a brotherhood. We always hear about that, and specifically with that position, quarterbacks, it's a fraternity. And
right,
he was giving
in that regard.
Good advice that's been given to him for the last year.
I don't want to read it. I'm not saying there was malicious intent. I'm not saying it. Just it seemed a little
preachy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Grandstandy.
I won't say that, but I hear where you're coming from, and I understand your vantage point of that. I didn't find it grandstanding. A little preachy, maybe, but not grandstanding. I don't think he was grandstanding. It wasn't a long conversation.
Now
first of all,
but they know that there's microphones there now.
They've always known. Well, they've known in recent years there's microphones. These guys grew up watching this quarterback handshake, college level, NFL level. They know what it is. It's a production now. It's not just a simple, you know, if you really wanted to be, you put your hands over your, but you can't even do that anymore because there's microphones. You can't pull your shirt up over your mouth. You can't do like the pitcher and the catcher and the mound talking and cover with the glove. You can't do that anymore because there's microphones. Everything's mic'd up. Social media has changed how we look at every interaction that we see, period.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the bottom line here. But I don't think it was one, malicious, or two, even grandstanding. I think it was a genuine moment that he was trying to do something. He was trying to do the right thing.
Our old friend Donovan McNabb, Chicago's own, was on WGN TV. And Jared Payton had him on, and this was the advice that McNabb had to you, the Caleb Williams fan right now.
The team to just be patient, give them time. This offense will develop. Now, this isn't the same offense that you've seen with Justin. This is a whole different offense where now we can get enamored by our weapons, but yet still give your quarterback an opportunity to grow.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. All right. This entirely different offense is bad so far. It's completely ineffective. The downfield passing numbers are hideous. This entirely new offense has one touchdown.
When you said the offense is bad right now, I tried to dig within myself to find the devil's advocate, and I couldn't find it.
What do they do well? What do they know they do well?
I assume they practice well, but I haven't been up to House Hall.
What do they know they can go into a game do well?
In a game, through two games, nothing.
Right.
Through two games now. I want to be able to say, hey, at least they don't pick up a bunch of penalties, but we saw what happened on Sunday. So the running game, the passing game, the totality, one touchdown in two games, no chunk plays, a lot of negative running plays.
The best play they've had this year is probably the pass interference.
Because it set them up on the doorstep.
Yeah, that was a great throw. It was a positive outcome, and it should have resulted in a touch. Any one of those opportunities should have been a touchdown. That may be their best play this year.
Man,
but McNabb urging patience is
it's early.
He didn't spell out R-E-L-A-X.
No, he did not spell out relax. Right, yeah, you got it right. It's five letters, but I can see how in the middle of it you're am I saying the right?
Saying letters. It was Grobber with spelling eagles? Letters out loud.
So it's funny that you say eagles. I once was on a story where we were talking about all the new things going on with the eagles, and I was talking to these cheerleaders we want to teach you a cheer. And I just moved to Philadelphia. So I didn't know the fight song front and back I do now.
Fly Eagles Fly?
Yes.
Okay.
So in Fly Eagles Fly, it goes E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. I did it with a mic on with these cheerleaders. I was like, okay, yeah, I'll go one round with you. I said E-A-G-L-S-E, Eagles. I misspelled Eagles.
And walking about Bears, Eagles.
Yeah.
E-A-G-A-L-E-S.
Mm. Yeah, that's me. That's about what I sounded like. So it could be
live.
No, it wasn't live. So it wasn't live, but I didn't realize the mistake till I got back to the station. Until I walked across the street.
That is too late. E-A-G-A-L-E-S.
Yes,
that is too late to do anything about it. Right, you got to go with it at that point.
You make a good point. So we put it in there and made a whole joke out of it because
you're not going to leave that on the cutting room floor, right?
Listen, man, if you can't do the self-deprecating, I don't want to be around you. I don't want to be your friend. I don't want to have a conversation with you because I know you take life too seriously. And while life is a serious thing, if you can't find joy in life, I don't want to be around you. You are not my people. Find your tribe because you're not part of mine. And this goes back to basically everything I believe in, fundamental core beliefs, core mantras. It's right there with the club rules. That's what I'm
we're
trying to tell you.
We're still missing five club rules.
We'll get to that.
And I think we're missing all the lounge rules.
We got a full show tomorrow.
There's lounge rules?
Yes. We need to make up some lounge rules. The club rules apply to any bar, lounge, club situation.
Right. No, I get it that there are crossover applicability.
I do think that as you age, because most of those rules came from my 20s and early 30s. The last one was when I was 31, 32 years old. They are old.
Because I'm a dive bar guy.
Who doesn't love a good dive bar?
That's my comfort zone. My happy place is in a Northwest Side dive bar.
What makes me a first ballot Hall of Fame wingman? First ballot. Ask any of my peoples. I've introduced three people who have been married, all of that. I can, in any situation, chameleon it up, and I can do it in a dive bar. I can do it at the grocery store. I can do it walking down the street.
Code switch?
I can. I got. Listen, if you're afraid of talking to someone, I can hit you up. Like, Will Smith ain't got nothing on me. I can get my man in position. Now, what you do once I put you in position, that's on you. But I can get you major league at bats. I can get you major league at bats.
What if we're not major league ready? What and if we've never seen sometimes, stuff like sometimes you that you know like you've seen a 97 mile an hour fastball before, but you haven't seen that kind of breaking stuff. You haven't seen it paired up with a sweeper.
That's fair. I want everyone in life to feel like they have either outkicked their coverage or to get the confidence level where you don't feel like you're outkicking your coverage. You feel like you belong.
When did you know that you were a Hall of Fame wingman? And what do they give? Is it a gold jacket? What do you get?
I think when the second people that I had introduced got married and I realized my one boy, I didn't say it. My boy said, man, you're a Hall of Fame wingman. We were out one night, late night, and I was doing all the work. I had a girlfriend at the time, so I was just out with my boys hanging out, and I was able to deflect attention that was unwanted and then put you in prime position to talk to someone you do want to talk to. That's the goal. That's the goal.
Wow.
Like, it's a two-part job.
We had in college, we had a whole operation where my friend and I would go out, and we'd go to the place in Chapel Hill was Players. That was the club where everybody would hang out. And we had two friends of ours. He ended up marrying one of them. But the two friends, both beautiful women, always had a ton of attention. But we worked as a group. If they were getting attention from guys they didn't want, we'd circle back. You know, this is pre-cell phone, obviously. So there were hand signals.
A different era.
There were hand signals, and it was basically like a basketball offense, like a staggered double screen. If they were leaving the bar and they could see like two guys who were waiting to sort of swoop in, and they would kind of give us a nod, and then we would be able to come over, whoever, excuse me for a second, and while they walked behind us, we would go in and take up the spot at the bar momentarily while they reset, and then we'd go back to where we were.
Oh, I love this.
Oh, yeah.
This is something I would get excited. I would break down film on this.
No, it really was a conscious effort to make sure that you didn't ruin 25 minutes of your night with something you didn't want to do.
So and that's why you got to be able to get them out of a situation, right? So you say pre-cell phone era,
mm-hmm.
but the biggest thing is the pre-social media era was a different animal altogether. Before dating apps and all this stuff existed, you had to go out like a grown man and do work. Put your mouthpiece in and do work. People don't do that anymore. Now they get the little fingers out and typing this and typing that. I'm from a different generation.
Hey, keep listening for your chance to be a part of a live studio audience for Mully and Hawes September 25th broadcast from 5:30 to 10 a.m. at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. Mully and Hawes will be joined by Bulls head coach Billy Donovan and Bulls executive vice president of basketball operations Arturis Karnišovas during the 8 a.m. hour. It's all brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois through it all and by Schmaltz Deli. My guys, spreading deli goodness everywhere. I had a Cubs thought. I want to give you this Cubs thought, and I'm going to start by reading you a comment about a team and then dovetailing that with something that feel all of a sudden sort of swam into focus that looked really interesting and obvious to me in a way I hadn't thought of it.
Speaking of obvious, I did find the one good thing the offense is good at, the Bears offense.
What?
Text line,
what?
815. The offense is good at running off the field of play.
Ooh, zing.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.